This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 12th, 2024. Remnants of Hurricane Beryl, now a post-tropical cyclone, were moving northeast as of early Friday morning with heavy rain and 35-mile-per-hour winds. The storm is forecast to continue its current direction as it moves through Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and northern New England and Canada, moving east-northeast at 20 miles per hour. Beryl was the fastest and earliest storm of the hurricane season, and during its 8-day run, that left behind more severe damage to the Windward Islands and Mexico before making landfall in Texas. Over 7,000 residents in New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New England are without power. Houston is in recovery mode after the core of the hurricane passed very close to the downtown area on Wednesday, with wind gusts of over 80 miles per hour that caused massive power outages. In fact, 1.3 million customers in Texas are still facing power outages. Amateur radio has been active since the early formation of the hurricane. The Hurricane Watch Net concluded operations for Tropical Cyclone Beryl on Monday, July 8, 2024 at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Net manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, said, "Solar activity was not kind to us over the past few days. Propagation on both 20 and 40 meters was horrible and iffy at times, but our dedicated team of operators banded closely together to get the job done." The VOIP Hurricane Net also secured operation on Monday, July 8th at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time as Beryl weakened to a tropical storm. The VOIP Net fielded dozens of reports from online weather stations reporting wind gusts between 50 and 98 miles per hour, with winds above 74 miles per hour being hurricane force wind gust criteria. The VOIP Hurricane Net also relayed reports of storm damage via social media and public safety radio feeds during the 9-hour net activation from 2 to 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Forecasters at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, Climate Prediction Center predict above-normal hurricane activity in the Atlantic Basin this year. NOAA's outlook for the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season, which spans from June 1st to November 30th, predicts an 85% chance of an above-normal season, a 10% chance of a near-normal season, and a 5% chance of a below-normal season. ARRL joined the Weather Channel on Thursday, July 11, 2024, for a live chat about the value of amateur radio during hurricane season and beyond. ARRL's Bob Interbison, NQ1R, talked about how radio helps inform the warning process through service observations relayed through the Hurricane Watch Net and other nets to WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center. Viewers were also told how local ARRL volunteers serve their local agencies through Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, and how they could get licensed through ARRL materials and become part of it. The numbers for the ARRL 2024 Field Day continued to grow. As of Friday, July 12th, there were over 3,500 entries posted. Remember, the deadline for entries is July 23rd, 2024, and it's a good idea to check the ARRL Field Day website daily for the latest updates and to make sure your entries are completed. If you see complete in the status column, your entries are good. If you see pending documents, it means you need to submit additional forms or make some corrections. The Field Day Soapbox is up and running. You can post your thoughts and experiences on Field Day activities and read what other amateur radio operators were doing. K0HX posted on Soapbox, "I operated Class D for my home QTH. This was a last-minute decision. I have an antenna restriction at my home QTH. I used an MFJ-1788 magnetic loop antenna and 100 watts. I made 309 CW contacts." And H1GDS posted, "Great experience as other years. It gave us a new challenge to success our own objectives. This year I improved my EFHW antenna and my battery pack, improving contacts and documenting with pictures of the operational site, using Windlake and other challenges as well." And if you are concerned about a soapbox comment or need information, please contact the ARRL contest manager. On Monday, July 8th, the 2024 Youth on the Air Summer Camp in the Americas, held at Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, renamed and dedicated their amateur radio shack as the Bob Heil K9EID Memorial Yoda Camp Amateur Radio Shack. Heil-83 passed away on February 28, 2024. He was known as a mentor and generous donor to amateur radio organizations who enjoyed helping others find success in ham radio and supported youth on the air from the very beginning. There is now a link to the video of the dedication on the Yoda YouTube site. The first activation of VE1 Yoda call sign from the camp was on Sunday, July 7th. Campers will operate the station until Friday, July 12th, and as they finish projects between sessions and during free time. The 2024 Yoda Americas Camp is hosted by the Radio Amateurs of Canada. July 19th through the 21st, 2024, Special Event Station W3A will be activated by the Amateur Radio Club of the National Electronics Museum. The event will commemorate live television transmissions from the moon that allowed the world to watch astronaut Neil Armstrong's first steps on the lunar surface on July 20th, 1969. Activation will be 1300 to 2200 Zulu using 14.269, 14.069, 7.269, and 70.69. megahertz. There also may be some operation on 80 meters at 3.869 and 3.569, and also some digital modes may be active during the event. All frequencies, plus or minus according to QRM, a special certificate and QSL card will be available via the self-addressed stamped envelope, and details will be updated at www.2.us. For more information about the National Electronics Museum, visit their website. At Ham Radio 2024, the International Amateur Radio Exhibition last week in Friedrichshafen, Germany, the Software-Defined Radio Academy, SDRA, celebrated its 10th anniversary. Founded in 2014, the SDRA has become a new platform for the exchange of knowledge surrounding software-defined radio. In the early years, the Academy's lectures were recorded with a primitive camera technology, but today, a video team takes the recordings to a completely different level. The SDRA's YouTube channel now has 150 uploads, 4,850 subscribers, and many more viewers of the videos. The winners of the Ulrich Rode Award, created in 2022 for innovative research in the field of software-defined radio, were also announced. The GNU Radio Project for its good software solutions for software-defined SDR radio technology. The DARC-AJW team for the SDRC questions in the new questionnaire and standardization of education. Rob Robinette, AI6VN, and Paul Elliott, WE6CXC, for their fundamental work and influence on scientific research in other areas. And Christoph Willen, DL1YCF, with Lawrence Barker, G8NJJ, for their fundamental work on stations. Dr. Rode, N1UL, has been an avid amateur radio operator holding several licenses in the United States and Germany. He's been licensed since 1956 and involved in technology and systems, has received worldwide recognition. In 2015, he won first place in the ARRLDX contest in the Northern New Jersey section. He also operates N1UL-MM on his yacht, the Dragonfly, and is trustee of the Marco Island Radio Club, K5MI. A silent key to report this week. Longtime amateur radio operator Oscar Norris, W4OXH, died on July 8, 2024. He was 106 years old and only 3 months from his 107th birthday. Norris's nephew, Mac Johnson, W4ZFD, said that just 2 weeks before he passed away, though bedridden, he was still on the air using a small amplifier and earphones to help him hear. In an earlier interview with the ARRL Letter, Norris said he lost his sight when he was 24 years old in 1942, and it was his blindness that ultimately led him to amateur radio. He earned his license in 1949 and was on the air for 75 years. Norris was a member of the Gaston County Amateur Radio Society in North Carolina, an ARRL-affiliated club since 1979. Members there often referred to Norris as the oldest amateur radio operator in the state. Over the years, he learned to communicate using digital mobile radio, DMR, using a handheld radio. You can read more about Oscar Norris, W4OXH, on his Facebook page. A celebration of life with a live stream is planned for later in July. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. For those that are getting into operating the satellites and you are looking for something to control your Doppler and your rotors, there are many options out there. There are several window programs that will move your rotor as well as adjust for Doppler on your radio. The radios need to have some type of interface, such as CIV, which is the ICOM IC17, or a USB port. There's a program available that runs on Macs. There are options available that are smart interfaces. They connect directly to your radio and your router and are controllable using a web browser on your phone or computer. Once set up, they do not need the phone or computer to continue operating. Whichever way you decide to go, it makes operating a bit easier. They will get you in the ballpark for your up and down frequencies. You then tweak the frequency until you hear yourself perfectly, and they do the rest of the work for that pass. As with any other program, there's a learning curve. After you use them for a few passes, it will become very easy and quite quick to get on frequency and start making contacts. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In Radio Sport this week, several great contests for you. On July 12th, the weekly RTTY test, that's digital. July 13th through the 14th, the IARU HF World Championship, CW and phone. Also on July 13th and 14th, the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, and that's CW. July 14th, the QRP ARCI Summer Homebrew Sprint, CW there. And on July 15th, Four States QRP Group Second Sunday Sprint, CW and phone. And on July 15th, it's the RSGB FT4 contest, FT4. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on July 12th through the 13th. HamCon Zion sponsoring the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention. That's in St. George, Utah. July 13th, the SVARC Summer Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention in Minot, North Dakota. July 20th, the SEARC Tailgate Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL South Dakota State Convention in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And on July 27th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention, that's in Sutton, West Virginia. And finally this week, thanks to the Madison Area Repeater Association Net in Madison, Wisconsin, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.